Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, what's that red cap you wear?
I always wear a red cap and red shoes.
But it's got a logo on it, Phil.
Yeah, for a price, it's got anything on it, hasn't it?
Are you all right?
I only wear these at Wimbledon.
Are you all right? Have you had a few drinks?
700 drinks I had.
Oh, I could tell that from
I'd
the
I'd only
start.
Had 700 in my life, I reckon, but anyway. Yeah, wasn't he good?
Oh, he was... Oh, you're
isn't
on
he,
a,
no,
you're on
no,
his side now.
Tongue in cheek.
I thought he was very good.
No.
Very,
very,
very
entertaining. Sportsmanship, no good. No good at all.
Well, I think we won't spend the whole of the show on this, but I think it's time that instead of you and your ilk knocking him, I haven't heard you talk too much about Leighton Hewitt's behaviour, McEnroe's behaviour.
No,
well, how come they seem to us of escape and it's all heaped on as if Nick was the first bloke ever to carry on the tennis court?
Even Pat Cash having a go at him.
Exactly.
That's a joke. Pat was probably as bad as Nick, if not worse.
Pot calling the kettle black.
I agree.
So why are... You're the tennis umpire.
Ex.
Why?
X everything now.
That's right. But why is the tennis world so reticent to discipline these people?
Such a loudmouth about it, though, isn't he? Like, he just carries on.
So
and
McEnroe
on and on.
Wasn't.
No, I'm not. I didn't say that, Rick. He just goes on. I mean, to get a lady thrown out of poor lady, you know, she might have had a drink.
She's had 700.
She got thrown out of Wimbledon. She probably paid £350 for a ticket.
You are carrying
see
on.
See you later.
You are now carrying. Well, see you later. All they did was take her out, give her a bottle of water, and she came back in.
Well, you shouldn't have missed any tennis because he shouldn't be dictating who can sit there and...
Oh, no. You people are so precious. You know, you've got to have quietness. Just imagine if Marcus Labuschagne, you know, fronted up, takes his stance, and then demanded silence from all the people in Sri Lanka or when they go to India who are bashing drums, whistling tunes. And you prima donna tennis players demand silence.
Well, that's what he wants.
And all she explained, the dear girl, she reckons she didn't have 700 drinks. She'd actually only had, two.
Two.
A PIMS and something else, if I recall. And she was supporting Nick.
Yeah. Well, what do you reckon he got paid for that? Wearing a red cap and the shoes?
I don't know, but I know that he walked away with $1.3 or $8 million for coming second.
And then whatever he's, all his endorsements.
That's
and
right.
Then wearing these shoes was a big promo for somebody, whoever that. Yeah.
But just before we finish, what I'm amazed at is that, you know, the powers that be in the tennis world would say, oh, well, we find him. Well, hang on. A fine means nothing to these guys.
No.
If you're coming second and walking away with $1.5 million, then what's a fine?
$15,000 or whatever you got.
There is a way to stop it, though.
Would it be suspension?
It would be called suspension.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
You want to be head of the tennis, world tennis or something, Rick?
Well,
because that's what's got to happen.
Well, of course it does. Exactly. Anyway, so he's got there.
Yep.
I think the big next test will be to see if he can get himself up for another one.
Yeah, he's got
the other thing as a final stat was that that's the first time that Nick hadn't beaten him. They'd only played twice before, but they'd both been on hard courts. So, you know, I'm a bit amazed. I know it's a wonderful English tradition, but I'm amazed that there is still a lawn tennis championship at all.
Mm. You get some rough old bounces off those. I love playing on lawn, but you get some crook old bounces off them. Even those courts, I mean, you see one really it's like cricket, I suppose, playing on the turf pitch.
Exactly.
You know, it dips down. Yeah, so you take the good with the bad.
Anyway,
that's enough. Good old Nick, hey?
Well, there you go.
Yep, there we go.
Now, what about Aussie test performance? Fantastic.
Going well, aren't we, over there?
Well,
Travis took 4 for 10 the last game. How'd he go this time?
No.
What?
We've just lost.
Oh, what?
We just lost.
How quick did that go? Yeah. 4 days.
Yeah. It was. Funny you should mention that. 4 days.
4 days and we're done. Done and dusted.
And we were playing.
Yes.
We were playing the Sri Lankan second 11.
No.
Yeah, they only had about five from the first test playing because they were, all the others were out with COVID.
How and does that make us
they've
look?
They've knocked us over in 4 days.
What about Smithy? He got amongst the runs, didn't he?
Well, he did.
Thank God for that, because he's little Suki Lala and the other test.
Well, I mean, I think it's... I'm glad that you want to talk about Smith. I mean, first of all, in the previous test,
yep.
The performance he put on when he was run out was simply childlike. I think we've talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, we did. Now, your name came up when you got out. A couple of times,
yeah. Now, honestly, I think in a funny sort of sense, his performance in this last test is even worse, if it could be, because it seemed to me, and it was described by the television commentators and a number of reporters in The Australian and similar papers, of the word being selfish. Now, what happened, which you didn't see, is that he made credit where credit's due. He made 100 in the first innings and ran out of partners. He was about 106 not out or something like that.
Yep.
Anyway, second innings, he's knocked over for naught, LBW. Now, Blind Freddy, with all due respect to Blind Freddy.
Hang on. Leg stump?
No.
Off stump?
No. The middle stump.
Gone.
Yeah. I don't think it would have hit off or leg. It's hit him below the knee. He's played back and he is absolutely stone motherless, cold out. Now, the worst thing is that I'm sure, well, at least appears to be, that he knew he was out. But he's marched up the pitch, had a word to Labuschagne.
Who's his mate.
Who has obviously indicated that he's appealed as well. He's appealed as well, because it was that plum.
He appealed.
I mean, it was embarrassing that the umpire appealed as well. And Smith has given the controversy that Australia used their DRSs in the previous innings, both bowling and batting, badly. He's been given basically every piece of advice, including subconsciously his own, not to do a DRS, and he's done a DRS. And surprise, surprise, he's out. You know,
yeah,
now,
he's full of himself, and he's over the top.
Well, it's an interesting game, cricket, because it's a team game, but there's an individual aspect to it as well.
Yeah.
And that's not the only game where that applies, but in a situation like Australia were in, where you do have limited DRS opportunities, to even do that one, I mean, I'm not sure which journal it was who described it as a selfish act, but boy, oh boy, I'll go on the record and say it appeared to be very, very selfish. Anyway.
But while we're still on it quickly, Trav's obviously cemented his spot in the side, wouldn't he?
Well, he's been all over it, Phil.
Four wickets in the last first test.
Yeah, the trouble is he's in the side as a batsman. Oh. Phil.
How's he going there, Rick?
Well, he's...
couple figures. Well, I know you'd have him in front of you.
Well, he's in a bit of strife.
Strife?
Yep. In fact, there is an article in the Oz of recent ilk saying Travis will not be picked to go to India for the series that occurs just after Christmas, I think
really?
It is.
Wow.
Very quickly, Travis's record, three tests against Pakistan before they went to Sri Lanka. He made 8 in a score of 459, 23 in a score of 556, 26 in a score of 391, and 11 not out in the second innings of that third test.
Well, the not out would have helped his average.
Well, it's just as well, because then he went to Sri Lanka
and
made
I'm writing these down.
6 in the first.
6.
And in the second test, 12 and 5.
Well,
so
he hasn't done very well, has he?
Well, the truth is, as a good, loyal South Australian supporter, it would have been lovely to see him cement his place. The way he got out in this last test, bowled in both innings, playing back when he should have played forward and whatever, I don't think they'll entertain taking him to
really?
India.
Really? Oh, wow.
There you go.
He seems to be a favourite, though, there, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, we could discuss, and again, we won't have the time to do it. One of the problems, it seems to me, is that Australia, there's a huge advantage in playing at home. We all know that, and England playing at home over there or whatever. Now, the fact is that, you know, as supposedly happens in AFL now, you pick teams, horses for courses, depending on the, you know, the opposition. Now, in it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out what sort of pitches are dished up over there. Mm. Now, supposedly you take players who can play on those spinning pitches.
Where are we getting them from, Rick?
Well, there is a problem there. There is a problem. When you serve up the Karen Rolton Road, right, and so forth, then there's not a, I mean, the only guy, it seems to me, from what I've heard, who really did, and surprise, surprise, because he impresses me in lots of ways, the only guy who really did his spade work in preparation for this subcontinent tour was Labuschagne, who's got his own pitch in his garage or whatever, went out and bought bits and pieces to make sure that the ball spun, ducked and weaved and everything else.
Hmm.
Now,
who bowls to him?
I'm not sure. Probably his mother. I don't know.
It'd be like facing you, I reckon.
Anyway, I think there is a... I mean,
no, we're going to be in trouble, aren't we? Because we're playing too much 2020, one-day cricket here, and that's all we concentrate on.
And we're not
on.
Playing the type of cricket. I mean, forget about the batting. The bowling is just as bad because...
Yes, I've got some stats here, Rick.
Yes.
Lyon, 64 overs, 2 for 194.
64 overs, right. Now, that indicates that, okay, and I think you've got Swepson's...
I got Swepson, 38 overs, 3 for 103.
Yeah, and he was only playing in his, what, second, third of test match
something
or something.
Like that, yeah.
The problem is that we... Sri Lanka, even though they were playing with their second 11, because most of them in the, from the first test were out with COVID, they had spin bowlers... all over the place.
Yeah, one guy took 12 wickets,
that's
he said.
Right, in his first test ever, right? Jaya Saraya, Prabath, I apologise for the pronunciation, 36 overs, 6 for 118 in the first innings, and 16 overs, 6 for 59 in the second.
Well, can he do bowl a couple of overs for us?
Well, that's right. Now, the problem is that that indicates, going back to Lyon and Swepson, that we've got nobody else.
No.
I mean, you know...
Oh, hang on. I've got a name in front of me here.
Travi.
Zampa.
Oh, Zampa.
Zampa.
I wonder what happened to him.
He's a great spinner.
No, he only bowls four overs
in a
T20.
He only buys his wickets, doesn't he?
Anyway, so...
There you go. We've got another test coming up?
No, it's all over.
That's it. That's it. One all.
One all.
One all. One all. Okay, at least
Sri Lanka against the Sri Lankan second 11.
Oh, wow. Unreal.
All I can say is good luck come India time. That's all.
Oh, well, Trevor will come back and make about 10 hundreds here, won't he? And...
Well, that is the problem we've got, because you can't, it's not judging... even if he, let's say he does, dominates Sheffield Shield cricket or whatever.
Like he did last year.
Right. That's not telling us anything about how well he can play on subcontinent tracks. Now, as I said, maybe not tongue-in-cheek, we are not serving up the sort of tracks, i.e. Karen Rolton Road, that is going to prepare whoever it is that we send to India.
Yep.
So,
I reckon before the cricket season, we'll go down to Karen Rolton, you bowl a couple at me and see if I can put you over the fence here under the road, Royal Adelaide.
Yeah. I mean, what we'd be better off doing is going down to Karen Rolton Road with a bulldozer and digging it up. And letting him play on that and see the
ball
spin a
bit or something. Well, don't say that. We'll have to be stuck up overnight.
That's right.
Anyway, all right, enough of the cricket. We're done with the cricket. AFL. Okay, so this week's games, Rick, we'll go into this week's games because we're running out of time.
Well, you'd be, Port would be into
the
eight.
We're not there yet. Hang on. No, they're not quite.
Not quite.
Still a chance. Slim chance, mind you. Bulldogs versus St Kilda, Rick.
The Bulldogs versus St Kilda.
Now, these going to be cemented in these tips? Because
look,
I noticed last week last week, I think.
Bulldogs will win that game.
Bulldogs will win that game. I'm tipped them to. Adelaide Great Adelaide, sign the Tex versus Collingwood.
Collingwood will win that.
Collingwood will win that.
We haven't got time today. I was planning on it, but why in a state of rebuild do you sign a 30-year-old geriatric for another season when that's taking somebody who's a kid out of the side?
Can't answer that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, question
without
notice.
I agree with you, though. GWS versus Brisbane.
GWS versus
Brisbane. COVID problems. Big COVID. I reckon there could be another couple out.
I know.
But I reckon they need a few more, wouldn't they, for them?
I think so. Yeah, I'll go Brisbane.
I'm going Brisbane. North Melbourne versus Richmond, Rick.
Oh, that'll be a good game. Richmond.
Yeah, Richmond got a few injuries too, although, but they will.
What happens when a coach gets fired?
Yeah, you got to have players, though. Richmond for me. Carlton versus Geelong.
Carlton versus Geelong. All right, okay.
I thought I'd bugger that up.
Geelong.
I'm going Geelong. Frio versus Sydney over there.
Frio.
Sydney for me. Really liked their game last week. Hawks versus West Coast.
I'm going Hawthorn.
I'm going West Coast. I reckon there'll be an upset there.
It could be.
Yep. Melbourne versus Port.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Well, I'm going West Coast, yeah.
You're going Port Adelaide.
No, I didn't say that. Melbourne versus Port Adelaide.
I'm going Melbourne.
Oh. Could be an upset there, though, Rick. Essendon versus Gold Coast.
That will be Kenny's last game, won't it?
No, wait. He'll be there in 2023. Essendon versus Gold Coast.
Gold Coast will win.
Gold Coast will win. Quickly, while we're talking reviews, I was down at the game the other night. The first four decisions were reviews.
Oh,
my God, let's get rid of the goal umpires, eh?
Well.
Why would we need a goal umpire if we're going to go to review every...
Well, I think the whole thing's happened. I mean, we've discussed it in many earlier programs. I personally would get rid of the DRS in cricket. I mean, if we're going to have human beings, I mean, it's slightly different in tennis because simply it's a line, right?
Yep.
The ball's touches it, doesn't touch it, whatever.
Yep.
But when you've got all these other things, sound, whatever, you know, it's about time human beings took control again, isn't it?
Honestly, the other night, I'll give you a quick example. Powell Pepper kicked probably the goal of the year. They've clapped him, cheered him. The ball's back in the centre. The umpire is ready to bounce the ball. And they said, hang on, there's a review.
That's right.
And it was a bloody point.
Yeah. Oh,
it was really you good. Are joking. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's getting beyond the joke.
It is.
Quickly, Rick, I'll go through the local footy from last week. Central and Kapunda, you saw that game. Kapunda getting up. We didn't tip them. We tipped Central,
we
I think.
We did. Kapunda played very well.
Yep.
Apart from playing very well, Gawler Central got absolutely smashed with injuries during the game, which didn't help them.
Yep. Freeling lost to Angerson easily. And I think did tip Freeling. I did tip Ango. Obviously, Somerton's burning up there at the moment. He's best on ground again.
Well, they were playing the bottom team.
Yeah. Well, they're only second to bottom. Not much different. Newry and Tanunda.
Well,
we tipped it.
We did Newry. Tip it. Newry.
Just off the mark, And Williston and South, 30 goals to 10, Rick. Last year's grand finalists.
Unbelievable.
Jarman on the way out.
Is that right?
I reckon. I've heard the rumour. End of the year, he'll be gone. He won't be back.
Well, the strong tip is that I actually even heard it from a very high source up in the BLNG that he believes that it will be a South Gawler and Newry grand final.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
Now, we've got to go.
We do. Championships this week, Rick, so no games.
No games. No games.
Done.
Now, what about Phil?
Yes.
Dad, I'm running late for swimming training, said young Kate. Will you do my homework for me, please? No, darling. I'm sorry, but it wouldn't be right. Yeah, I know that, said Kate, but at least it'd be done.
There you go, Pete. I don't know what you marked that. I give it about a 7, I reckon, if that. But anyway.
Anyway, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.